Okay, welcome to Lessons Learned by Ibadan Yusuf. Today, I want to talk about something that's very dear to me. I may not talk about it long, but in the spirit of Mother's Day, I want to speak about how mothers have been such great influencers in our lives and in my life. So here are some lessons that I learned from my mom and all the moms that I got along the way, and I'd like to share these lessons with you. So for a while now, I've understood that the weight that comes with motherhood, like the vastness of the responsibility, the insatiable need for strength to carry on, to not be tired, to be on top of things, always helping out, always making sure that everything is okay. And that can bring such amount of strength that I wonder where strain and stress, that I wonder where our mothers get the strength to do this thing, not just for a few days or a few months, but years and years and years. And something is a quality, is a strength that I greatly admire. My first glimpse of motherhood came in form of the mother that I have. Very few things exist that give me so much joy. The fact that I have my mother, and my mother is still here with me. So there's just some things that I just don't overthink about because my mom is around. You know how when you have a cold, instead of you calling the doctor, you call your mother first, because it's like all mothers around are our first nurses and our first doctors, before even any doctor who has read medical science or anything. She always has combinations of things to give me to take, and funny enough, they work very well. So I'm so glad that my mom is here and my mom's alive and my mom's with me. And my mom, you know, exemplified to me what strength is. Strength in influence was shown to me by how she cared for us, how she raised us with values and principles, which do not remove different varieties of spanking, yes. But, you know, these values are things that I still use in my life till today. Even though I'm married, I still take these values and I still run with them because they are valuable parts of my life. And they're one of the greatest lessons I'll take from my mom. Three, actually, is one, don't treat anybody based on their lowest point. Always see them the way God sees them. And my mom would never talk to us based on our lowest point. My mom never insulted me in my entire life. I think the worst that she has done is to tell me, see your face like my own. Like, duh, I look like you. Do you get, like, my mom never saw us based on our lowest point. She always saw us through her eyes. And in her eyes, we were on this pedestal where we were always on point. Like, if we did anything wrong, she would punish us or spank us because she knew that we're not living up to what she knew that we could be. So she would always do that to bring us back to knowledge of ourselves that she knows that we are, and never to our lowest point. Even for my dad, she never saw my dad on his lowest point. She never judged him by that or ranked him by that or anything. It was always on his best point, on his strongest, on his strength. That's the image. It was not false, you know. It was not like positive image always. It was not false, but she accepted that as the truth about us that she wanted us to constantly have. We would know when we have done wrong or when we had faulted, but it's always in light of our strongest, but we know, okay, we are better than this, so we shouldn't do it. You know, that's how, you know, I was raised. And she taught us, don't ever treat anyone based on their lowest point. See them always as God sees them. And if you don't know how God sees them, then see them the way you think that God sees you. And if you don't know how God sees you, then know that God sees you the way he sees himself, because he made you in his image and his likeness. So that has been a principle that I have carried through my life. I don't see anyone on their lowest point, but on their strong. It takes a lot of work and practice and consciousness and intentionality to see people, especially when you've seen their lowest point, to see them always in their highest point, in their strengths, in the way God sees them. Another thing that my mom taught me was there's always something you could do to help. There's always something you could do to help. You cannot just be around and just be lazing around and want people to do stuff for you all the time. If you see a need, things should concern you. Things should matter to you. If you see a need, step up to it and meet it. There's always something you can do to help. You may not be in a situation where maybe you can give financially or give your physical presence, but you can give a word of encouragement. You can let people know that you are there for them. There's always something that you can do to help. My mom had deep faith in all of us, including my dad. Even when things were high, when things were low, my mom had deep faith in all of us, deep faith that we will not fail in life, faith that we will not marry the wrong people, faith that when we go to university, our values. She never sat down and threatened us that if you had a boyfriend when you were young or if you get pregnant. No, she just had faith. She just had deep faith in us that the values that they as parents had taught us, that those values will take us through. You know, they just had faith that we're good children and we will not be bad children. That was some like risky, expensive faith, but she had, you know, that faith. And my mom always saw an opportunity to do something to help us. You know, when I was in primary school, she had a talk shop in my primary school, another talk shop in my sister's secondary school, just so that money can always come in to the house on a daily basis. When I was in the estate we're living them, she created this Good News Club to bring children together on the weekends, to teach them, to train them, to make us have fun, to learn good values, so that all the children in the compound could be gamefully engaged and not just lurking around doing, you know, things that we're not supposed to do. And we enjoyed, we had fun. She would take out time, she would make snacks, we'd make drinks, she would make us dance, she would make us do so many things. And we enjoyed our childhood because of her. I know that almost all the children, they're adults now though, that I grew up with, you know, they will always remember Good News Club, they will always remember my mom, they will always remember how beautiful our childhood was because of her, you know, and these lessons I have carried, you know. My mom is not the only mother that I gained. As I grew older, I got more moms. The first set of moms I got outside my mom were my sisters. My sisters over the years have formed like pillars of strength for me. They are rocks that I can lean on. Like there's nothing I can tell my sisters. Like I can run to them for care, for love, for advice, for accountability, for discipline. Like my sisters, and I'm the last one, so I have, aside from my mom, I have three other moms, you know, that have taken it upon themselves to make sure that my progress in life is on them. You know, and that's the gift that I don't think I've barely appreciated enough, you know, but the gift of my sisters are anything. And if you have sisters, you know, to try and develop a relationship with them, because sisters are so much more to you than any other thing, you know. So my sisters carry perfectly in my life the role of deputy directors, Mom Corporation Limited, you know, in my life. Added to them, there are several other moms that I gained through different stages of my life. So in university, I had people who attached themselves to me, made themselves mom over me, you know. They took care of me, and if I had any issues, I would always go to them, you know. I had moms spiritually, physically. I had moms of the friend of my friends, like my friends' moms also became my moms. You understand? We'll go home. We knew that we always had a house. One of the moms that I would really like to like acknowledge is my late auntie Sope. You know, when I was in university, she took care of us. She was like our mommy in school. Like when I go to school, when I resume school, I have to go to her house first. Like I have to report there, and she would take care of me, you know. She just loved her for me. I miss her so much. It's been a while since she has been gone, and I really, really miss her. Every December 26th, I celebrate her birthdays. You know, we have people like this that we come across in life, and they are so valuable to us. And you know, as mothers, these people, they provided a safe space for me in this world of chaos. One of the lessons that I really learned from all these people, surrounded by all this love and care, is that I'm constantly reminded that God's love will never desert me and is protective over me as a mother's love is over me. So every time, you know, they're not my biological mom, but the way they are fiercely protective over me and the way they always love and care for me makes me know that God's love will never desert me. God's love will never leave me. God's love is fiercely protective over me. And every time, everywhere I go, God's love is over me. So what I've carried all these lessons from my mom, lessons from all these other mother figures in my life, and I am consciously working on being a better mom to my own kids. What this has done for me is that these moms, this knowledge, these lessons that I've learned have held me accountable. They hold me responsible. I cannot be a lesser parent than they have been because of the foundations that they've laid for me and how they've showed me life and love examples that I'm supposed to follow. So to my children to come, I know that I will be the mother that I will be because of all these mothers on whose backs I am standing on whose love I'm standing on whose guidance I'll be standing on to be a mom. I know that all the lessons and the sacrifices that I've seen in their lives would encourage me to do better even in my own life. And finally, the best gift that they all gave me is to point me back to the source where they draw all this strength from. And that is in God, and that's in the Word of God, and the principles, values, the code of conduct that the Word of God is able to give me to keep me from falling and to keep me, you know, from failing. So to every hopeful mom, you know, to every current mom, you know, go out every day knowing that you're doing your best. And the best that you give is not just for you alone, but you should know that when you give your best, you are encouraging other moms too to be better moms. You are encouraging us, you are teaching us, we are learning lessons from you, how you relate to your kids, how you sacrifice for them. The strength that you convey is teaching us, is we are learning from it, and these lessons are the things that will help us too when we become moms. So that's just the encouragement that I want to give everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Lessons Learned by Eva Danisu. Please feel free to subscribe to our channels. We are on every streaming service available: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, everywhere you get your, you know, podcasts, you can subscribe. If you like it so much, if you like the lessons that we are all learning together, you can share it with your friend, you know, somebody that you think will be encouraged when they hear this. And you can follow me on social media: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Eva Danisu. So thank you so much again for sticking with me. I love you so much, and I'm grateful that you're here with me. Thank you.